year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
What the fuck, Bede? Why aren't you talking? Where's Craven? And this is his pick? What the fuck?
Yeah, Bede, why aren't you talking?
What the fuck, dude? I can't. Nobody can read.
You're upside down.
You think I can read?
He says Craven is a
wonderful person. Craven is a wonderful person. Thank you, Bede. I appreciate you too.
Bede, I appreciate the K's because my, you know, Colin begins with a K. Like, I love that. Thank you. Is that how you spell cunt in Australia? Oh.
You guys really want me to start this thing? You trust me to start this thing? Yeah. Welcome to To Be Tuesday, the number one To Be Related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, one American, and one no good son of a bitch me. I am Craven, not the Hunter, because this was supposed to be Bede's pick, but because Bede doesn't understand the rules of a karaoke contest, I won his pick this week, so I get to pick any movie I want, and because I don't follow no rules, we're doing a movie not on duty. We are doing the movie Crazy House, because I got the hots for Alicia Silverstone.
Eat a dick, Craven.
Okay, Bede is doing the silent protest. Is this when we do the Patreon plug now? Okay, which you can watch for $1 every week on Patreon. That's the To Be Tuesday. Make sure to subscribe to that so you can watch the movie along with these guys, right?
Yeah.
Right, how am I doing? What episode is this, Marcy?
186, Craven.
Episode 186. The best ever episode 186. Yes, everything is best with me.
And officially, Craven's pick because you won it in the karaoke battle. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so that's the storyline we're sticking with this week.
Yes, so if you want to watch Crazy House along with us, either subscribe to Patreon, as Craven said, or find a copy of the movie and just press play when we say go, seeing as Craven didn't pick a movie on Tubi We don't have to worry about ads this week, so thanks for that.
But sometimes there may be an ad, so Batch will play this sound.
Ladies, put your keys in the bowl and let's get this orgy started.
Didn't we use that one already, Craven? Didn't we use that one?
Yeah, but not with these guys. Not with these guys.
Yeah.
That's what happens on the 13th floor. And it's just orgies everywhere. That's why Chad's always up there.
That's true. Oh. That's true. But anyway,
you've been. I saw you on the 13th floor.
Where do you think I was last episode? I mean, besides winning the Mud Wrestling Heavyweight Championship.
Hell yeah!
So I am now the champion of Honky Cornette's Mud Wrestling. Later on this week, I will be fighting in a championship match against Ruth Gordon, and I don't like my chances because she's a wild old lady.
Craven, why are you dressed like John Cena with like your picture instead of his on the merch?
Wait, I can't see Craven anymore. Where'd he go? I can't see him.
Made him invisible. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm taking a lead from John Cena and I'm turning heel. And all you fucking freeloaders that have been here for like 3 months and haven't paid me a dime, you know what? Starting now, you get nothing.
You want
a lap dance, you got to pay for it. You want food, you got to pay for it. I mean, I got to make money on this thing.
Make money? We're four people. You have billions of people and robots come in here all the time.
There are 72 characters that live that have been inhabiting this place. one of them including Louise Lasser.
They don't make money? Fuck them. I'm HR, okay? I will get you money somehow, all right? I will bankroll the place.
Well, see, this is why I always bet on Craven.
Is Vikram not selling Perkies anymore? What the fuck?
I don't know, man, but
I think Vikram got killed by them robots.
I know, might have checked on that. But anyway,
He went to go make a deal.
Never came back.
Maybe. He left me
this voice message.
Where? Paying for his med school. Cool. Asians are an industrious people, I guess.
I don't know. I think he was drunk.
It sounds like him.
But anyways.
So. Okay. Let's get this movie. Let's start this movie.
The movie's at, I can't tell what timestamp we're starting.
It's at 000.
001 on my end. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're like close 1 second it's in. But play Crazy House in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah. And I didn't ask if we were ready, but we are. We're fine.
Oh, no. Don't believe this out. So, does anybody know what this episode is? This movie.
Not a clue.
Good. You're in for it. I almost thought that we were a puppet movie. Batch was telling you about, but...
Yeah, no, that... Mm. I don't know if I can handle that. It's very creepy.
Oh man,
that would be Bean's favorite movie. Bean would be dying that entire movie with the puppets and the dolls and all that stuff.
Wait, Prime did this? We could just watch this on Prime.
I think they produced it.
What is happening?
She's gonna eat the baby.
Is this how baby ghosts are made? Oh shit!
No, that's how nuns get murdered, though.
That's how baby ghosts are made. That's how baby boomerang was made.
That nun should have told that shooter that it was none of his business. Oh, for fuck's sake, we still get big bad jokes.
Why did that lady? Fuck, Dad.
Why is this a sitcom?
Because that's what this movie is. It's a sitcom. It's a 90s sitcom.
We gotta turn this up, or we gotta put captions on if we can, because I can
caption. Let's turn it up. Captions should be on.
Oh yeah, there we go. Oh my god, he's wearing socks and sandals. I bet Bede's wearing socks and sandals right now.
I'm wearing socks and slippers right now. Shut up, geese. I'm trying to watch a fucking movie. God damn.
Colin's got the security geese outside.
No, it's just warming up. So they're all coming out of hiding and shit. And it's like, dude, I was fine with you like 2 weeks ago when it was cold.
Bare feet, Marcy. No, that's not a thing.
Oh, shit.
You wear sandals. No,
that didn't work. Screwed it. Oh, I think I screwed it up.
Oh, no.
No, the movie's back. I can see it.
Okay.
We're like 217 or something. We're all good.
Yep.
Is that dog going to get blown up? Is that dog a bomb? I hope that's what it is, because that would be hilarious.
Is this the house for Married with Children?
Yes, it is. No.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It looks like the house from Elf.
It's a combination of the house from Married with Children and the house from Elf.
Dude, it looks... Where's the cat?
They had to replace... That is a dog. Bede says, this sounds like something's bad Xmas album.
Craven's bad Xmas album.
I don't know. Did that say Craven? Bede, you have terrible handwriting.
Dude, we bitch at Bede so much. Like, we make fun of his jokes all the time, and now we're just going to sit here and make fun of his handwriting because he won't talk this episode. Like, we're such mean fucking friends.
The meaner you are to your friends, the better friends that you are.
Exactly. That's why I hate Gots.
If I'm nice to you, then you should be fucking worried. Why is he wearing a Jesus, like, sweater vest?
He's a very religious man.
I just noticed he's wearing Jesus sweater
vest. Everything is Jesus to him.
And I should point out, it's Nick Frost and Alicia Silverstone?
Yes. She's way too hot for him.
Way too hot. He did well. Good job, Nick Frost.
Yeah. Bede, is it now, as a professional cleaner, Bede, is this how you clean a house?
I feel like this is how Bede does his job. It's
okay, darling. Okay, yes. Good. You put the helmet on and then you put like the brush shoes.
The brush shoes are a fucking great idea. I'm not going to lie. Wait, what?
You do it shitty. Science. You do it shitty.
Oh, science.
As a professor of science, I can condone that. It actually is science.
That is totally science right now.
He doesn't want to wear his dad's religious sweater.
I mean, do you blame me?
I like his fucking sweater.
That's my official uniform. Jesus one goes
so hard, dude. Yeah. I would wear the fuck out of that sweater vest.
You need that Jesus sweater vest, Colin.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
You know, if Bede was actually thinking, this bit would be funnier if he just typed it into his phone into an auto speak.
He should have just made a board of himself and just hit a button, and every time it would just be some phrase that he had.
Oh, I just gave him an idea.
It would only be like, first we did of that all, on Trash Panda. But anyways, though,
are we going to have John Cena beat AI chirp us the entire time?
That's hilarious.
I mean, I'd do that, but why is this kid on his lap?
Dude, Twinkies, let's go, baby girl.
Why are there owl posters in the background?
Because owls are tight. They're but hidden.
It looks like it's got a human face.
Smash.
Stop assuming why I do, guys.
There we
go. You need to turn it up way louder.
Stop assuming what I do, guys.
I don't assume anything. I know everything.
Now put your science away. Oh, awesome. Shit, he's on fire.
Oh. You could say he had a flame and good time. And there's my door. 1 second.
This is every sitcom from the 80s. Yep.
First time ever that something frosty was on fire.
Oh.
Dude, I would still smash the shit out of her. God damn.
Even she's had enough of him. She's had enough of his bullshit.
Well,
sorry. That was the postman at the door.
I'm Embiid. Fuck you, Craven.
Go back to the board. That was funnier.
I don't, I'm just so confused what this movie is. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Brilliant is what it is. I have a feeling it's just a movie. Gas leak.
Oh, and their doorbell rang.
You're not my mum, Colin.
Whoa.
That joke was 5 minutes ago.
Base.
Hurry up. Hurry, you can write faster than you can type.
I don't know. You're just going to stir him up until he starts yelling at us and breaks his silent protest.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Is that not the goal of this episode, to get to break his silent protest?
Break him, dude. Or break him hard. We're his friends. These. We need to be mean.
It's the only second he drew.
See, this is why you need to buy the fucking Patreon, just because he's not saying a word. And the funniest shit is the shit that he's doing. Just buy the shit. It's $1. Fuck, stop going to Starbucks for a fucking week. Jesus Christ.
Hang out with us.
Exactly, yeah. Hang out with us. Oops, someone's trying to put their dick through the slot.
Dude, I can't wait till Alicia Silverstone fucking sucks that dick in that door.
I think
that's a much different crazy house. That's the porn parody.
It's Colin's crazy house.
That's the Gonzo house.
What's Rachel Dratch doing in here?
Ew.
What is he doing? I'm so confused.
Yeah, he's having a father-daughter moment.
Oh, someone's got a coat hanger.
That's the Vikram special.
And I'm just telling you now, Baby Boo Bellini is not familiar with
the coat hanger. Stop fucking, dude, you almost gave me another heart attack. That Vikram special joke was fucking so bad, dude. It's
can't
so
read. Those are
dick-sucking gums.
Oh, okay, that's a decent joke, dude. I'll give you that one.
Theo Vaughn.
What can I do you for? What can I do you for?
Hey, it's my cousins. That's Steve and Dave and Larry.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Look at that mullet.
That is a haircut. Fucking
Dominic, dude. What's up,
put
Dominic?
That down for best hair for Tubi Awards.
Oh, this has to be best hair. What does Bede say? It's Uncle Vikram's family. I don't think Uncle Vikram has a family, does he?
Craven just made the joke that it's his cousin. Yeah. So if it's Vikram's family, and that's his Uncle Vikram, so yes.
Best hair, crazy house.
You're way too slow of a writer.
That's why he's not written any movie scripts.
That's mean.
That's fucking awesome. Let's keep going till we
I appreciate that one, Bede. Thank you. I deserve that.
I think like 30 minutes from now, Bede's gonna get tired of writing and where he's gonna force us all to play Pictionary to figure out what he's saying.
That would be hilarious. We'd never watch this movie though.
You know what? I'm putting this down for best fashion because I don't know what's going on with the fashion, but that sweater from the beginning is a contender. No.
I want to see if I can find that.
I can't see what you're writing, Bede.
We're not plugging your show.
No. Fine. Also, you can listen to Bede's voice on Bede's podcast, Bede vs. Living Dead. It's on all podcast streaming platforms, and he doesn't.
Oh, I think nobody just saw her take a fucking header on the.
No, she fell. Yeah. I don't think people fall over on Beans podcast.
No.
And if you want to hear more of that, go listen to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, and join Pop4D on Facebook.
Yes, listen to our nonsense.
Alicia hit some stone a little bit. Yeah. And listen to Colin at Trash Panda Podcast.
Yeah.
Wherever you get your podcast players. And I think Colin makes fun of Gots, hopefully, on that show.
Dude, all the time. Do you not listen? He almost died last week. It was pretty fun.
Yankee Saints versus Soviet Devils.
Soviet Devils. They still haven't turned the water off yet.
Fucking America, let's
go. Remember those pants from the 80s? He's still in those shoes, those...
Yeah.
Bede, I need to know, are you going to make those brush shoes? Do you think they're actually a good idea to, like, clean the floor?
Towel shoes or like squeegee shoes? Yeah.
He is a professional.
Mm. Oh, Rotary phone! Nope, I didn't say it. Sorry.
She can't come in. Get her the fuck out of here. She's banned from this episode, too.
I didn't mean it.
You both said it.
She's like Candyman.
The crowd is
she can't come. She can't come yet until 3. I haven't said it yet. I haven't said it.
It's the hip doctor.
No, no. That's sweet of you, but please, no, don't come over. I don't.
That dude again.
That dog does a lot like those guys.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
So now they're going to fix the kitchen.
With their boom boxes. Is Bede trying to talk? Because, did we break him yet?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Future Louise.
Oh, hello, Future Louise.
Future Louise.
Yes, you did answer my call, so I had to call. I had to answer on your behalf, because we have that technology in the future.
Oh.
So you can never ignore my phone calls ever again.
Well, we didn't hear a ring.
But I didn't hear a ring, to be fair.
Well, it was on a delay.
Oh, is that because you're from the future?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, so...
Do you have any tips to help us defeat AR Louise?
Well, first of all, I got some bad news for you guys. Let's just say, beware the Ides of Kraven, because... A stranger's gonna be coming to Champions very soon, who's gonna change everything.
A stranger?
Okay. A stranger?
Stranger?
Yes.
What?
Stranger danger.
Dude, I don't like strangers.
Well, be wary, because this stranger's gonna ruin everything for you guys, so be prepared!
Okay.
I feel like this is probably just normal Louise just pretending, but we'll see.
That was my theory before, and I was wrong.
That escalated into a blow-up.
And also, since your co-host Bede is on a silent protest, I'm talking to him on the other phone. He doesn't want to talk to you, Kraven, at the moment. But he says that the dog Angels should be up for best real animal performance.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Bede. Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'll add that now.
All right, anyways... Heed my warning.
I'm trying, Hayden.
These three remind me of me and my two boys, Terry and Todd. I used to slap one of them around. It was the one who was all the serial killer. He kept saying he wasn't a serial killer, but he was.
Louise, he wasn't. That was Terry.
God, he's a Jesus doctor.
Anyways, I gotta get going. I'm getting so much trauma right now. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dude, I just went to the store. Listen to this. So I haven't been smoking weed a lot lately. Like before the show, that's when I smoked for my day. I went to, for some fucking reason, I was so fucking restless and bored that I had to go to the store just to specifically buy cans of water and Diet Dr. Pepper. Now I'm starving. I didn't get dinner. I don't know what's wrong with me, guys. I need help.
That's what happens when you stop smoking weed. You realize, oh shit, there's nothing to do.
Oh shit, my life.
And I'm thirsty. And I'm thirsty. Yeah,
I'm thirsty all the time.
Oh, he's starting to tweak.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Is he?
Blazuzu's talking to him.
But is he being affected by the same thing that got Dave Grohl in Studio 666?
Possibly.
That's the connection.
And it's the same thing that made all those hockey players so aggressive in Goon.
Yeah, we never did link that back, did we?
So now they're all linked. Done.
Yes. Yeah, we know.
Maybe. We might have. I don't know. We'll have to re-listen.
We were just enjoying the film too much.
Yeah,
you guys were enjoying it. It was fun. Because Colin hadn't seen it, and I love that movie so much. So it was so much fun to watch your reactions, Colin.
Goon 2 commentary coming on Pop 4D soon.
Turn that Dr. Pepper into Jello and eat it.
Jello? Why would I don't like Jello, bro. That shit, no, gross.
So she just needs peace and quiet.
With Jesus.
Because she's got a concussion.
With Jesus. With Jesus.
Dude, those crosses are all upside down. That's pretty tight. Oh, no, not the one over his right shoulder, though.
Yeah, they shouldn't have upside down ones because that means you're, like, possessed or something. We learned that in Paranormal Entity, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say.
Oh, he's trying to get some. He's like, no, shut that
shit. No, he's a man of Jesus. You don't do that.
They're married, okay? Jesus says to procreate.
They have separate beds, Colin.
So? They can still fuck in one of the beds.
All right, Bede says she's upset because she was in Batman and Robin.
Oh.
That's a better Batman movie than the third Nolan movie. Lightning.
Dude, let me think about that because that's pretty close, dude. I like that. I'm going to agree with you.
That one was a better movie, but the third Batman movie is a better Batman movie.
Yes.
And I'm over here just like, I like Batman Forever.
She's that fucking shit fire,
dude.
This movie is just weird because it's a sitcom, but it's a movie and it's weird. Is he still wearing those fucking brush shoes?
Yes, he is.
She's got CTE so bad, she's going to kill the entire family. Oh, no.
She might Chris Benoit them in this situation.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Ooh, probably shouldn't have done that, bud.
Oh! Are these three or Three Stooges? Is that why you named them the Three Stooges earlier?
Yes.
Why is he walking around with his phone? Rotary phones were not portable phones.
You said it again! No! Comes in threes, no!
No, but she's been here already. She's not going to come back.
You don't know that. That's like the ghost word. Like,
they're just destroying their house.
Yeah, but you know, someone else might show up.
Is this Extreme Home Makeover?
Ooh, did somebody say ghost word? Or hello, everybody.
It's somebody said baby
boobalini. Nobody said baby
boobalini. Well, I think you just said baby boobalini just now, Batch.
Technically, I did.
Yes, baby boobalini is unbabysitting her today. Because Tamario's out doing errands. And also, Craven is a cunt. Sorry, where did that come from? Sorry. So baby Boobalini, I'm looking after her today. She's adorable, and she's not killing anyone anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm just making you some meatballs.
He's just chugging vodka.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you vodka for chugging this place at all?
Yes, she wants to meet the ghost cat because she wants to Pat the ghost cat.
Toby, what do you know about ghost heroin?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about the time I was addicted to ghost heroin. See, this is what happened.
Yeah. Oh, they totally just did it. That's science that was vibrating.
I'll tell you what ghost heroin is.
They're right there. It's ghost. It's ghost heroin.
Yes, ghost it is.
A meth.
Yes. This is how Baby Boobalini makes. Oh.
Gaiku Kaibu!
That is what Gaiku Kaibu looks like in the afterlife.
Hey, man, it's me. Hey, guys. Like, I'm in this movie. The kid is high as shit. God.
I want to be high like that kid, so I'm going to go have the ghost weed for baby.
Baby, Boobalini, you want to try this ghost heroin?
Yes.
Damn, she looks like she needs to be in a white snake video.
Kaiba, you can't give a baby ghost heroin. I mean, you can give it to me.
Why not? Yeah. The baby's already dead.
Oh, she...
I'm a ghost, so I can do the heroin.
Well, see, Gaiku Kaibu, you died and became a ghost, but Baby Boobalini was born a ghost, and because of that, that is ghostist, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to do this to you.
What is this methed out motherfucker doing?
Anyways, I gotta get going. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
He's fixing the kitchen by going up in the floor. I had to do much ghost heroin and ghost meth and ghost weed.
Baby Boobalini, don't do ghost heroin.
Dude, where the fuck do I get that sort of this? I'm going to rest it off.
So anyways, he was wearing a different Jesus sweater vest.
Yes.
He's petting a lamb.
Oh.
Why is that old dude taking a shit in the toilet like that?
Just doing meth on the toilet.
Ghosts are weird, says Bede. Yeah, no shit, mate.
Yep. Yeah. Especially our ghosts.
I forgot Bede was even here.
Oh, no.
Whoa! Who are these people fucking in his house?
It's Dominic Mysterio, dude. I told you.
Dude, it's Dominic Mysterio.
It's Timu Dirty Dom.
Yeah.
Oh,
dirty,
that's
dirty crackhead Dom.
This is more. This has more sex than that friggin' Dominatrix movie.
I'm surprised Bede isn't talking, but he should be saying, like, Nick Frost is the Lamb of God because he's got Jesus with the lamb on his sweater vest.
He takes away the sins of the world.
Oh, shit.
Amen.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. In a very special crazy house.
Poor mom. Yeah, give her those pills.
Yeah, she's possessed by something. It might be by the night. I don't know.
What's Fred Armisen doing in this
movie? The creature in a jar might be there, though. Bede says Nick Frost stumbled on them... like, got watched Colin fucking on Discord.
Dude, speaking, I forgot you guys knew about that.
Speaking of which,
God saw me fucking the other day.
I love that shit. That was a long time ago.
That house is fucking trashed.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for having crackhead fucking Vikram family make meth in your house and destroy it.
Pretty much. How many subscribers for any one of these outfits, Bede?
That Jesus one is going to be hard. That's going to be hard. Those are going to be easy. The worker ones are going to be easy.
I mean, Bede's already got the hair for the mullets.
His name is Bernie Christian.
Five more.
$1. Apparently. That's $5. Come on. Yeah. Somebody just give us $5.
Bede, since you're, like, writing and stuff, do you want to draw your best, like, dick picture? Like, draw a dick. I just want to see what you can, if you can draw a dick and if it's going to
look like. Yeah, two cigarettes at once. Double fist that shit.
Dude, I've done that.
We've all been there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Is he going to murder them? Like, I want something to happen.
Yeah. Kill the nerds.
Why does Nick Frost look so fucking creepy in this movie? All right, guys, do you think Bede is going to draw balls and add pubes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Hold on, hold on.
He looks so fucking creepy. I don't like it.
This is what it feels like to get gassed by Craven.
It's what it sometimes feels like when you're on level 13.
Yes.
Kill them all,
here's
dude.
My dick pic, which I did on my phone. Oh. Ha ha ha, B. That's not drawing a dick.
I know politics.
Draw a penis, damn it. I thought he said, give me an erection. It's the porn version again. Oh, look,
personal brand. They should have got Russell Brand to play Jesus.
Why is his teeth so massive? Marcy has penis on the
penis
brain.
On the brain.
No, I just want you to draw a dick, dude.
I do. I thought he was. I thought you were gonna say has penis breath.
Not today, sadly. Oh. Not today.
Oh, Ghost Cat.
Ghost Cat wants a cat.
Whoa, down, Ghost Cat.
See, when I pat Ghost Cat, she likes it. See? She's purring.
It's just beads she doesn't like.
Okay, I draw drown a dick. He's drowning in dick!
Hashtag drowning a dick.
I drawn a dick. Hashtag drowning dick. Hashtag cock tsunami. I don't want to go. Dick. That's riding dick, Bede.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Is she pregnant with a mullet baby?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bede, draw a mullet baby.
He's just trying to save his family.
Is this like Gone from sitcom, or is it still a sitcom?
The aspect ratio has changed, if you've noticed.
Yeah, no, I'm like spun out by this.
Yes.
Why did they like make his teeth really big? Why is it creeping me out?
They're like veneers. Uh-oh.
Hey there, folks. Lovely weather we're having, don't you think?
Oh, shit!
Oh! That escalated quickly.
It was his last day on retirement. Points, Speed. Speed gets points.
That was disturbing. I guess this goes down for best blood and gore also.
Yes.
He's cool. He's itching over there. Out of my own
house. Oh, it really helps having a running tally of things we can nominate.
Mm-hmm. She's had it.
I've had it with your shit, everybody. Get out. He ruined his perfectly good Jesus sweater vest.
Oh.
Well, seeing as Bede won't draw a dick, I'm going to draw a dick. It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead! Mm-hmm. Why was I so angry? I was so very, very angry.
I can't take it anymore.
Just put your shoulder into it, honey. I'm sure Fiona will find what I need to do.
No, Bernie. I can't do us.
So where did Craven discover this movie?
I have no idea. Well, they are his cousins, so.
Oh, he's shilling for his cousins, isn't he?
Yep.
Should have guessed.
I think he was hoping it would spin. Our show would spin off into a sitcom because of this.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
Craven doesn't always have bad ideas.
Maybe if we get a few more patrons, then maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, my baby.
There you go. I drew a dick.
He's about to go out for cigarettes and not come back.
Yep.
All right, guys. I'm going for a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, he's got to take his... It's his Perkies.
Oh, he's got Perkies. Yeah.
They're invincible from Perkies.
Hmm. Bede wrote, this film is called Crazy House, but their last name isn't Crazy Ripoff.
Oh, it's Christian.
It should have been called Jesus House. Everyone looks very concerned, but he's still having a smoke. So,
yes.
Craven.
Dude, that's how I was when I had my heart attack. I fucking smoked a cigarette as I was having a heart attack.
Oh, it's gonna calm you down, right?
Exactly.
Uh oh, the dog's gone inside the wall.
Hell yeah, let's go. That's what they need—a wall dog.
They're just gonna be barking in the walls.
Smell your house starts smelling like shit.
Oh!
The dog went into that big opening.
Yes, he did.
Why is he whipping him?
Listen, Jesus got whipped.
I was gonna say it's Passion of the Christ, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Jesus again.
That's Buddy from Entourage, isn't it?
Is it?
Ooh,
it is.
It's E, yeah, it's E.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Out of all the people you could cast as Jesus.
Okay, Passion of the Frost.
It is Passion of the Frost.
Am I going to hell since I've never seen Passion of the Christ?
No. Oh my god, it is E. From Entourage. I'm the answer to your problem.
Thank you. What was
it? I am. That's weird casting. What the hell? I can see it now. He put the E in Jesus. Thanks, Bede. Even silent, he gets buzzed.
I still don't get it. What do you mean exactly? We need to come to the sanctuary of God.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Sanctuary of God is in your spirit and in the church.
He looks like he's got a Shark Week, like, beard.
That's hilarious. He just eats a lot of strawberries.
My wife doesn't love me anymore. My daughter's having premarital sex and my son is a junkie. How do you explain
that? In 3 hours, all that happened. You need to
turn to your spirit. That's a crazy house, all right?
Yep. Bullshit.
Hi, guys. It's me, Jigsaw's... It's a polite Jigsaw's apprentice. I didn't mean to interrupt your podcast recording.
Well, 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 pretty like Jigsaw's Apprentice.
Yeah, well, I figured, you know, this is technically meant to be a trap I organized, but I forgot to put the traps up around the house, and now all this is happening, so I apologize for that.
Did you not set them up because you were feeling too polite that day?
Yeah, I was. I mean, that's kind of the conundrum of being, like, an apprentice of polite Jigsaw, is, like, you also have to be equal, if not more so polite.
Oh.
Oh, but also, he wanted me to say, Craven is a cunt.
Oh. How much is Bead paying all of you to say this?
Yeah, I sent an editorial coming from all these characters today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. Sure. What are you talking about?
He's huffing shit right there.
Why does he randomly have a gun?
It's a Luger. His name is Lex.
Oh, shit.
What the bloody hell is going on?
Is this red tape?
Oh no, the detectives are after me again. I better get going. I'll talk to you guys later. Stay away from level 16. I may have put a trap up there.
In the middle of an orgy?
Yeah, you don't want to be up there. It's a bit of a mess at the moment. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
He set up that dildo machine, I reckon.
Did you break that thing?
I don't trust that guy.
Oh, just gonna pop some more perkies.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't you just Vikram's be popping perkies if you're in this
the
crazy
the album? Vikram special.
They're just down in vodka.
Vodka and perkies? Like, what more do you want?
Hell yeah. Kill them all, dude.
You know, there's a voice in my head just like telling me I should like do something. It's telling me I need to flush a nerd.
Yes, Nicholas, kill all the nerds. Flush the nerds. Put the puppies in the vodka.
Keep flushing nerds.
Marcy.
Yeah. Marcy, like snap out of it.
What?
Snap out of it.
G'day folks, it's me, Russell Crowe says, what have I told you before, Blue Zuzu? Stop harassing Marcy and everyone on this show.
Hey, no, I was harassing Nick Frost. Marcy just started flushing her trailer. I had nothing to do with that.
Why do I have a bunch of Blue Chuzus in my pocket?
How did he not see those perkies floating in that bottle?
Don't worry about it.
Marcy, throw away those Blue Chuzus. That's why you keep being possessed.
Oh, well, here, you take him, Russell Croesus.
All right, I'll take him.
Can you get me that Jesus sweater vest of him holding the lamb?
Yeah, I'll make sure Father Diggy organizes the sweater vest for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, take those, and while you're here, Father Croesus, take this.
Ow! Well, first of all, you shouldn't be punching me because now I'm going to punch the shit out of you, motherfucker. Oh, and by the way, my son Craven sucks. Anyways.
That's what his dad.
Yes. Anyways, I'm going to get going. Bye.
Later, baby.
I thought Russian Crow was Craven's dad.
Yeah, I can't keep track.
G'day, folks. It's me, Russian Crow, Craven's father, comrades.
Hello.
Well, you guys said my name, so I thought I'd come in.
How's your wife, Anastasia?
Oh, she's a very lovely girl, Anastasia.
You know, it's funny how those two characters sound exactly the same.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I've met Russell Croesus. He and I are not alike, even though we have the same accent. We're two completely different people.
Okay.
And also, Craven is a cunt.
That's your own son, though.
Sorry, what?
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 I didn't say anything.
And they say the jokes in this podcast are repetitive.
They say that, but they're wrong.
But anyways, though, yes, Anastasia, she's a beautiful lady. She is the most Russian of the Russian ladies. And I can see why she was number one at Craven's sexy arty stores. But, you know, she and I are married now, and Craven's a little jealous by that. So, he's going to have to get used to it.
Hey, Dad, go fuck yourself.
Well, that's very rude, son. I have never said anything bad ever to you.
Oh, why don't you just call me a cunt?
I don't recall saying that.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm going to get... Yes. Anyways, I'm going to get going. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Who is that guy? He's not my dad.
He's your dad.
Is he?
I think he's had too many perkies with vodka.
Okay.
That's why.
I'll just lock him in there. I'll lock him in the basement.
Yeah, he raided the drug supplies on level 11.
Oh, the Guan Chimaras business is about to pick up.
Wait, what does that say? Vodka and perky's are Uncle Vikram's hackpy meal. Said Bede.
Yeah.
I'd love a happy meal right now.
You guys ever feel like happy. You just have to kill them all?
Don't I kill them all the time?
Like, all the characters on this podcast, like, I just got to kill them all, get rid of every single one of them, starting with Louise.
Damn it, Louise. I have no idea what is happening in this movie. And I've been trying to pay attention.
I kind of do. The only reason I don't know really what's going... Like, I know the premise, and I know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know what anyone's saying, because I can't hear anything. So, like... Ugh.
I feel like killing Craven right now, said Bede. Well, you shouldn't admit that.
Good try, but I can't die.
Oh, it is the passion of the frost.
Does Kevin Smith know about this? Or that, like...
Like, you guys haven't woken up to be crucified on a cross. I can't count the amount of times that's happened to me, man.
It's only been a couple of times for me, but it's Nick crossed. Ha ha, Bede. His head is having a massive shark week.
She shouldn't be drinking if she's pregnant.
Yeah, but it's a devil baby. It probably feeds on vodka.
Liv Morgan's gonna be pissed off that Dominic knocked up that chick.
Hello, it's me, Chris in a jar.
What's up, dude?
Where the fuck have you been for a year?
Well, first of all, I got lost at all the different levels here at Champions.
Sure, and you I'm- did.
Yeah, and I was up on level 16. Oh, it's a bit of a mess up there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my baby mama, Alicia Silverstone. And she's gonna eat my hot dog.
Oh. She's craving
Kill
some.
Kill them all.
Oh. Yep. Everyone wants a sausage.
Actually, oh, look at that one.
Oh, they're double dogging the sausage.
This is very upsetting. I don't like this. Because I don't even have a dick. I'm really just a creature in a jar.
Yeah, but you like set people off really weird and horny, so.
I mean, I did set them up in this scene. That's why they're all filleting their hot dogs.
Filleting their hot dogs. Hashtag filleting their hot dogs. Oh.
Yes, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to make everyone so horny.
Yeah, I don't know how you manage that being a creature in a jar and all, but...
I can be surprised!
Hmm.
And also, Craven is a cunt.
How much did Bede pay you to say that?
I'm the sorry, dog's right? still in the walls?
Yeah. The dog hasn't left the wall.
Anyways, I gotta get going because I gotta make more people horny.
So what are they trying to find, by the way?
They haven't said yet.
Oh.
It's probably like a hidden treasure in there. I don't know.
I don't think these crackheads
Meth heads. No.
Wait, why did subtitles show up like one time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking Plex.
Oh, the dog's out. He got a rat. Deed says a way out of the
mess. Oh shit!
Oh!
Whoa. Yep, there was hidden treasure in there.
In the dog?
In the dog bed.
Well, that dog should win an award because it got blown up.
In the most hilarious way.
Wait, now the FBI is here?
Yep.
Yeah. In a span of like 3 hours.
This is what happens when you become self-aware of your sitcom.
Jesus Christ.
This is the weirdest season finale ever for a TV show.
Yes.
But it's better than most of them.
Yeah.
Bede wrote all this because Alicia was in Batman and Robin.
All because.
Boom!
Good thing she took all those perkies.
It's all because of the nippled bat suits.
They didn't give her nipples.
Didn't they?
They did? I don't think they did.
I think all the bat suits had nipples on them.
No, hers did not.
Oh.
No. That would have been way too much if hers had nipples. I would have remembered that. I probably would have jacked off to that when I was a kid.
I mean, you probably did anyway.
Oh, of course. In that skin-tight bat suit? Let's go. And I love Batman, too. Let's go. Not in that way, but...
I love how the subtitles are just random.
Yes. It's when they speak Russian.
Pretty much.
What's she have to do?
Yep, we only get subtitles for when they're not speaking English. And he apparently called him an ass fucker.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't do that type of science, kids.
Mm-hmm.
You stick to the green science. That's the good science.
And now baby Boo Bellini is an addict.
And never do ghost heroin.
Mm.
Whatever, that ghost is dead. The baby's dead anyway. Heroin.
She was born
poor
a
heroin
ghost.
Baby. So young, she couldn't pay her rent.
This is a very special episode. I think Batch made that joke like 40 minutes ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Hella 40 minutes ago.
Hella.
He's like, listen, I loved the way you fucking filleted that hot dog. I don't want to kill you.
He just wants to go back to the simpler time of when they filleted hot dogs together.
Yeah. You got bowl cuts.
Look, why are bowl cuts still showing up?
I mean, he went straight.
I mean, that's full bowl cut, like.
Yeah.
Beads delayed joke. To be fair, I was busy writing in my silent protest.
Well, you should have been listening, dude. 40 minutes ago. That's a long time.
Could I even give you a, I mean, Bead, I'm so high right now. Bead, give your balls a tug and just talk to me. Seriously. Come on, man.
Oh, he's gonna kill his gay lover.
He gave you two hot dogs.
Oh no, she's getting taped up. She likes
that. Oh, That escalated quickly.
Okay, you leave me no choice, Bid. Baby, grab and get him.
Bid! What the fuck are you doing, man?
Don't do it, Baby Craven.
I am your sensei. You have to listen to your sensei, Bid. Now talk.
But I'm HR. Don't hurt Bid.
Bid?
He's on mute. He's silent protesting. Bid, like, talk. Legit on mute.
I said, okay, not punch.
Give him another one.
Oh, we're getting backstory.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, there was a nun and a baby and a slender man.
And we got this.
Oh.
He's just pounding vodka.
What is even happening?
He's gonna run out of paper.
I think he's run out of paper.
I think he might, yeah.
Dry erase board.
He didn't realize this was a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
So they had a baby. Oh, ah.
He bit off the umbilical cord.
Dude, he's hungry. He's just pounding vodka, dude. He's
Is this meant to be a nun and a priest having a kid together?
No, I think they were bank robbers on the run. They were posing as.
Oh.
And she had the baby.
Yep, I getcha. The Christians.
And they were maybe on vacation Craven or something.
Like Bede, like a bitch. Bede, we know he just bruised your balls. See, this will teach you to silent protest. The movie's not even that bad.
It's just weird.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
Who keeps playing that, Bede?
He ate that placenta and was like, all right, I'm wasted.
Hey, Bede.
Go fuck yourself.
All right.
What did Bede do this episode?
I didn't do fucking shit.
Jizz in my pants.
Oh, not here. You can't do
really?
That
you're
this
jizzing
part.
In your pants over this lady's, like, birthing scene?
Death? Yeah, she's dying. He's just pressing buttons over there. He doesn't know what to do.
Come, baby. Very good.
Ew.
Oh, dude, you can't.
You get nothing!
Hands up, asshole. She's dead. Fucking look at me!
What reality are we in right now?
Bede does not want to get into a sounder war with me.
No, because he'll lose every time. No offense, but Batch is the king of sounders.
So they were looking for the baby.
So
I knew you
baby?
Were running out of paper.
Yeah, we know you're running out of paper.
Wait, so they're looking for the baby?
Yeah. Which they stashed
but
in
the
this
house. The
baby
has the money.
But wait, they stashed the baby in the house? Wait, it's a...
In the money.
Oh my God, the baby's dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
They stashed the baby in the wall. With the money and the baby just dead in there.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that baby paid no rent either.
This is Baby Boobalini's origin story.
The Baby Boobalini was an abortion, see?
No, she was. We've established this. She
no,
was.
She's not.
This is not her origin story, okay?
She's not
this movie isn't even over yet. What the fuck?
How old is baby?
I'm hungry.
I'm getting hungry too.
We're just getting going here.
Too much warmth,
though. Bruh.
Yes, this is. I provide vodka for this film.
Yes, I bring vodka to everybody on set. They just Uncle chug Vikram. The vodka to my uncle.
Vikram's uncle vodka, Vikram. The best chug. Vodka.
Where's my Perkies, Uncle Vikram?
Not that Cody Rhodes shit.
I think we got to make some AI art for Vikram's vodka.
Yes. Vikram, where's my Perkies for Anastasia?
It's got Perkies in it.
The bitch.
It's Perkies floating in vodka.
Like yes, Goldschlager. I want to make my
oh my god, drink. Like Goldschlager, but it's Perkies floating in alcohol.
Yes, I want to make wife. This. Oh, she's corpse.
Yeah. Oh,
what is happening?
Dude, he's just so rock hard right now, too.
This is very strange.
This is why Vikram doesn't talk to his cousin.
Oh, this is understandable. And he still sees her as a nun.
He's just making out with that dead corpse. On!
Ew. It is a little necromantic and I don't like it.
Like you guys never made out with a dead corpse before. I mean, come on. Allegedly.
Stepson Craven. No, this is not true.
She wasn't that dead.
Craven, Beat paid me $10 to say you're a cunt.
Okay, give me five of that. I need five of that in my cut.
Here you go. Okay, as my you. Stepson with the safe word being step, I give you the $5.
Hey, Beat, thanks for the $5.
I don't apologize. I take my $5.
Oh, she changed. She's not into it.
I'm very confused as to what is happening right now. Oh, fuck's sake.
Lock and load!
Wait, Jesus saying something important. No, stop!
Go away, this is an important part of the film. Nobody wants you here, Vanilla Price.
Craven is a cunt.
I get $5 for every time.
But I like
every time.
Character says that I get a cut to that.
And once again, back from the crypt, Craven is a cunt.
One percent.
On bus.
He's come to his. This is literally a come to Jesus meeting.
This is what they mean when they tell you you need Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Jesus ain't gonna do shit.
Jesus. I feel like he needs a best actor. Like he needs to be on the list.
Yeah.
For playing Jesus. Best supporting actor is going to be a massive thing this year.
We'll have to pare that category down. We'll have to weed
out. We have the list of nominees, then we'll just like pick the best ones to actually be voted on. Just our ongoing list.
Mm-hmm.
Not milk bead.
Jesus!
Yes, it is.
Bead, you need some milk. I think Chad knows where you can go breastfeed.
Because I promise that I am no pussy. That's right.
No.
Oh, shit!
Oh, yeah. Kill Jesus.
But he managed to kill Jesus. Oh wait, he's possessed, isn't he?
I don't need.
Possessed by Mizuzu.
What?
Yo.
I don't need breast milk from Chad.
Okay.
You don't get the breast milk from him. He'll show you where to get some.
Here we go. This is about to pick up.
Oh, but he doesn't have his brush shoes. Oh! That burned his dick? What happened?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, a mop.
Shout out to Toxic Avenger.
I don't know where he gets it from either.
I keep missing it because you're playing it when we're talking.
I don't even want to know where he gets it from either.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you hit him with a mop. I mean, and you burnt him, but still.
Uh-oh.
Oh, his head off.
Oh!
Oh, there goes his dead girlfriend.
Oh, it's a Mia, baby. I mean, to Mario Costolini.
Not now! We're at the climax!
Yeah, but I wanted to see how my tomato sauce has been used.
No. Oh.
What is this voice to Mario?
Oh, wait a minute, wrong one.
I had a little Italian in my throat.
Sounded like you're a little musical there.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was the Cravens. Musical numbers were just infecting me. But anyways, I wanted to see how my tomato sauce was used in this very bloody scene.
Yes. Oh, you supplied all the tomato sauce for this film, did you?
Yes, the directors wanted me to. Because they ran out of blood, so I had to give him a lot of baby bubblini's pasta sauce.
They're still taking the body with them.
I thought they shot it in the head.
Well, to be fair, it, even if a dead body is shot in the head, it's not alive.
Yeah, we know it's dead, but it got shot in the head.
Oh, I see that science still sitting there. I think that's going to come into play.
They still have science, yes.
Exactly, yeah. But anyways, though, I'm glad you so all enjoyed the tomato sauce that's used in this movie. Oh, wait a second. Like, this asked me to supply some more.
No, they didn't. Stop lying.
They did.
No, they didn't. Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to send it to them. Oh!
Somebody get rid of him now.
Oh, is that my baby Bobolini? Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Get
out.
I
think Ghost Cat has something for you.
Splish.
Ah, ew. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Maybe it's on fire.
I am disturbed by this. Anyways, I better get to going. And also, Craven is a cunt.
$5.
Bye, Bubblini.
What is even happening, movie?
Just fucking Neo the myth, that shit.
Burn baby burn, literally.
Where'd Colin go?
Did he get a cinnamon roll?
Oh. You're missing this, the baby's on fire.
I don't even know what the fuck is happening!
Which baby? The dead baby?
The dead baby, yeah, he set the dead baby on fire.
Tight. As you should.
I'm playing football with a dead baby.
Oh, see how it all comes full center? Like the football scene at the beginning of the movie where she sees the football, Adam and he dropped it?
See, Gene Snitsky would be loving this. And it would still somehow not be his fault.
This Roman Reigns... Roman Reigns spear him.
Oh, science!
That shit. Yeah, that looks like the level 8 on Champions. That's the box hot room.
Please tell me this entire family survives this meth explosion.
It's really just meth house. I just dreamed all this up because they're on so much meth.
Maybe. That'd be a pretty cool ending to this movie.
Oh, it's a burning cross.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, that's racist.
That's my favorite sounder because it's Cleveland.
This is what Champions is going to be like once the LA wars are over.
I know one of these days we are going to take back the street.
One of these days. One of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah, I'm going to become the John Connor of fucking these robot wars. Oh, poor girl. Shouldn't have had that baby.
Who the fuck is ringing? I'm not getting it.
Hello?
Hey, guys, it's me, racist. Somebody call for me? I got the wing order from... Jimmy's Wigs and Tacos.
Dude, where's that at?
Oh, it's down the street. Yeah, so who's gonna pay me the $67.50?
Bade's got the money.
No, Baby Craven, pay them.
You want to let me in? There's some robots fucking out here, and they're creeping me out.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise. Yes, I'll let you in, racist. But you can't bring any robots in. That's the law.
Okay, I fucking hate robots. I love everybody no matter what they look like. I fucking hate robots, man.
I mean, that's robots, sis, but that's beside the point. So anyways, also, did you bring my order of pumpkin pie and red wine with you?
I got it right here. A red wine and a macadamia pie.
Ooh. I asked for pumpkin pie, honey.
That's what they gave me. That's what they gave me at the store. Please. So you're going to take it or don't.
Stop being piecist.
Well, yeah, don't be piecist.
Yeah, I'm going to let Ray in so he can give me some food.
Yeah, okay.
To be known on this day, Bernie Christian rose from the fucking dead.
He is Jesus.
Shit, yeah.
And I'm the motherfucking Easter Bunny.
Why is he British now?
He wasn't before.
No, he wasn't.
I guess this goes down for best accents.
Yep.
Those FBI agents waited that long to shoot back?
Yes.
No wonder they're dead.
I don't know how FBIing works.
That goes so hard. He's just shooting everyone. He doesn't care.
He doesn't give two shits. He's a fuck this shit o'clock motherfuckers.
Oh.
I'm not even gonna.
Nope. It's an obvious joke, but it's a good one. Oh, it's still doing.
Obvious jokes are always good, though.
And they're like 2 feet away, too. They're like right in front of him.
They're right in front of him.
Again.
I have no idea what that was. Blair.
They've all got PTSD.
It's like the last Golden Rotary Phone Award all over again.
A little bit, yeah. It is reminiscent of how the awards show always seems to end. How is this old cunt still alive? And this mullet cunt.
He's oh! the baby's daddy.
Yeah, he's definitely no eagle.
Oh, hey guys, it's me, Racist. I'm still looking for somebody paid the $67.50 for these wings.
Oh, here.
Where'd that bitch go? I thought she ordered that stuff.
There's your money.
Oh, nice. Thanks for the Venmo. Now, are we going to do something about these robots, these no-good fucking robots outside?
We keep trying to deter them, but they just keep having orgies in the front.
Oh, okay.
They're not trying to break in, and they're just fucking each other.
The only good robot's a dead robot, you know what I'm saying? Mm.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, these robots, like, I'm awake at night because all I can hear is them bumping and grinding.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I mean, the worst culprit, if you hear Robo Hogan trying to shill his stuff, oh my god.
And I'm fucking so confused about what the fuck is going on now.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
That's robot pissed Ray pissed.
I thought that said that's a robot fisting racist.
Oh.
No more colleagues left to stop me.
Oh.
Oh! He got shot.
Bernie, let's go, baby. This is a family matter.
Down. Now it's Nick Frost's real voice.
Now it's just Nick Frost. It's the passion of Nick Frost. Did he shit his pants? What is going on?
Probably.
No, doctor, no can help. Only wanted to die in motherland. The rest is family grave. It's all family together.
Fuck your family.
Gives a shit. Yeah. Shoot him, motherfucker. What did he say?
He's praying.
Uh-oh. Not Mary.
Buddy Christ.
Frost is all like.
See you around, buddy.
Mm. Frost is all like.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh!
Oh! He mother married his bum!
Ain't nobody got time for that!
This film's very blasphemous.
Very.
Mom! My pussy's gone crazy!
He needs some milk!
I don't think, Mary ever wanted medic! To see that hole. Yeah, he needs a medic. And his children are watching.
This is why you don't let strange people into your home to find the water pipe.
Mm-hmm. Probably also why you shouldn't let like 70 characters into your strip club.
No, that's a bad idea.
Well, I guess he unvirgined his hole.
say what you will about Craven, he does know the tone of movies for this show.
Oh, Craven knows a Tubi Tuesdays movie when he sees one. Oh, where the fuck did that come from? I keep expecting that's going to happen to Beach during his silent protest.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, I'm about to make a name for myself, yeah.
Oh, she's gonna have the baby.
Uh-oh. And it's not baby Boo Bellini.
No, it's not.
No.
Dude, he really is like Timu Dominic Mysterio. It's basically Beads, one of Beads' wigs is his hair.
Isn't this how babies are birthed? You burp a lot, yes. And then...
Yep. And they just like spring it's baby out. Dominic Mysterio. It's who?
It's baby Dominic Mysterio.
Okay. Oh, he's gonna give him the heroin.
Oh, ugh. Heroin.
Gaiku Kaibu!
There's Gaiku Kaibu. Sometimes you just need drugs.
That's how Let Ghost out. Heroin is made.
Stole that hot dog.
Craven, why did you make us watch this?
Because I hate every one of you. Except for Colin, he's cool.
Hell yeah.
I thought you were cool with me, Craven. I actually pay you to stay
here. We're cool, we're cool. It's just basically batch and beat.
Thank you. Is she birthing through her mouth?
Yes.
Ew.
That's how women get birthed through the savage land.
It's a lot of gum.
It's creature in a jaws, baby.
That is.
It's my Iris the father.
I knew it.
That's my son, Creature in a Jar Jr. He doesn't talk, though, so you can't really hear him.
Oh, thank goodness.
Although he somehow makes everybody still horny.
That's disturbing.
But not people, only animals.
That's... Keep him away from Stampy. We don't need that.
Yeah, I don't think you want him around Stampy or any of Craven's animals. Oh, yeah, by the way, Craven's still a cunt.
He gets another $5, you know.
I get another $5.
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
Stop trying to gaslight us.
I knew Bean would do something like this, so I had Lewis trademark Craven is a cunt. So every time that a character says it, I get $5.
He changed it from a K to a C.
Doesn't matter, we got that too. With a silent Q, even.
Okay, Craven's
a little bit of a K.
Anyways. I thought this was only a bad.
He's got his weird accent again, does he?
Yes, he's back there.
And that was the season finale of Crazy House.
Yes. Nothing should be more important. Not experimenting with science. Science.
Science. He's proving why you really need to like make sure you wash after it's Shark Week.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Satan. It's gone upside down.
What you're talking about, this is the season finale of every Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Kind of.
That is true.
I'm expecting something's just going to fall on him and he blows up or something.
But who won the football game?
I don't know. That's why I didn't put any money on it.
Well, she's going to go back to work.
Well, it's time to start cleaning up the house.
Yeah.
With his slipper shoe.
It's Bede. Just back to work cleaning.
Okay, let's see him do this. Hey, Bede, how does one clean the house? Or have you run out of paper? Talk
they
to me.
Run out of paper.
Fuck off, Craven.
Love you, buddy.
His blood beard is awesome.
Blood beard. It's making out of bloody.
I think that's part of the dog on his face.
Hmm. He's got a bit of everyone's blood on him.
Yum.
That is the best sex when three Russian terrorists take over your house, destroy it, and then crucify you, and then you have to kill them all and some cops, and then you bang your old lady in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. What a bizarre movie this was.
This was Crazy House. You're welcome.
That was Crazy House.
Thanks, Craven.
Yeah, cheers, Craven. I can tick that off my list of bizarre fucking movies. That was weird.
No, I expect to get screwed on nominations for this because it's technically not a Doobie movie. But
yeah,
if I don't get nominations for it, I'll have Lewis sue every one of you.
Well, we'll keep that in mind, so...
Okay, no, it's open for nominations, Craven.
It's open for nominations.
If it's on the podcast, it's up for nominations.
Exactly. And it might show up on Tubi at any point in time.
Yes.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey,
do you have a voice mod on?
What?
Your voice mod's on.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, voice mod's on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys, am I late?
What do you mean? You've been here
the whole time writing notes.
Yeah. I've been here the whole time. I mean, I got a message from one of you saying to come on at this time to record. I thought, okay, it's a little bit late. So I just jumped on now, but you guys have already finished the movie.
What are you talking about? You've been here
Who's been
whole
writing
time?
Notes and doing sound things and telling all your characters like to say Craven is a cunt?
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I mean, just going off doing my own thing this entire time. So,
okay.
I mean, this is weird. Oh, hold on. Who's that? No, it was you this entire time. Yes, it's me, Chameleon, Craven's brother.
Oh, God damn
it. It was me the entire time. I was Bede and I was also the other characters. They were locked in the coffin on Arl! Well, I must have been a good actor.
Sorry, that was me on my own Argyle on the security for our champions. Then we have a now no chameleon and no vanilla price policy. They'd be shot on sight.
You cannot know because chameleon could be anything and anyone. You cannot stop me.
No! No, I'm an AI now, and I can see through all your disguises.
You didn't see it before. I tricked all of you. Aha, including Craven, because Craven is cut.
You just owe him $5.
I said Craven is cut, not Craven is a cut. Anyways, though, it was fun making fun of you guys. I had a great time. I talk to you later. Bye. Chameleon out. Ah, 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 ah.
Yeah, you should get that checked. You've been shot 3 times.
Yeah, well, man, that was, like, insane. I did not even... So Chameleon was pretending to be all our characters and me this entire time, and the others were locked in a closet in basement 12 of Champions?
If you say so.
Well, I guess I turned up late for this movie. I mean, I was going to do the silent protest, but, well, it is what it is. Anyways, that was Crazy House.
Yeah, why don't you advertise the To Be Tuesdays podcast and everything, Bede, since you just got here?
Well, sure, Marcy. I mean, if you want me to.
Yes, you do it.
All right. Well, all right. So what you need to... If you want to find everything the To Be Tuesdays podcast, you can head to the website supermarcy.com, or you can listen to this show on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Super Podcast, the Super Network podcast feed, or you can listen to the To Be Tuesdays podcast on its own separate solo feed. And also you can find us on social media on Twitter, Blue Sky, under the Super Network, and also Facebook under the Super Network. And Marcy, where can people find you personally out there on the internet?
I am Super Marcy on the social medias, and I am Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop 40 Network, where we recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Follow Pop 40 on Facebook and me on my socials at Batch Pop 40 on the X, the Threads, and the Blue Sky.
And Colin, where can people find your sexy self out there on the internet?
Well, you can find me every Thursday on TrashPaintedPodcast.com. Or not .com. Wait, I'm high. Yeah, Thursdays. Go listen to Trash Panda Podcast.
Look up Trash Panda Podcast.
Talk a lot of shit.
There you go.
Nice. And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bean Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as my solo podcast, Bean vs. Living Dead, and its little spin-off shows on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yeah, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, and I'm sorry for everyone who had to deal with Craven shenanigans, but, you know, it is what it is. But we shall see you all next Tuesday for Colin's pick.
Oh, shit.
Make sure there's some titties in it, Colin.
Yes.
For sure. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you all then, everyone. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Best episode ever.
Crazy House is taped in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, gosh. What a mess.